This podcast is brought to you by HealthRangerStore.com. Lab-tested clean foods and supplements for immune function, long-term storage, and survival applications. Every purchase helps fund this free speech video platform. Thank you for your support. An emergency podcast alert for June 7th, 2020. This is Mike Adams here. Thank you for joining me. The City Council for Minneapolis has voted today to disband the police. And this is something that the left, the radical authoritarian cult-like left, which I'll explain in a minute, is now calling for across the country. They think that literally black people never commit crimes and that police are the only reason why anything bad happens in society. This is the same way they think guns kill people. So they want to banish guns and they think all gun violence will be gone. So they think if they ban police, then all crimes will be gone. This is leftist logic. This is the way liberals think because, well, they're all mentally ill. They're insane. So they're going to disband the police in Minneapolis. And this is going to spread to other cities. You already see members of Congress like AOC, another insane, deranged, you know, communist leftist, saying that all police should be defunded nationwide. They're going to defund the police in New York City. They're going to defund them in Los Angeles. And they're going to disband them in Minneapolis. Well, guess what? Guess what's going to happen? Crime is going to explode. When the police go home, I mean, the day after they are disbanded, violent crime, looting, robberies, rapes, murder, arson, everything you can imagine will skyrocket in Minneapolis. And guess who will be carrying out? Oh, black people along with other people as well. You know why? Because black people commit crimes too, just like, you know, Somali people and some white people as well, and some Latino people. Some black people commit crimes. There is no race that doesn't have a substrata that commits crimes. And you take the police away, crimes are going to explode in places like Minneapolis, Los Angeles, New York, and so on. So this is the latest insane left-wing experiment that's going to take place across America as we see this uprising of just this lunatic obedience cult turning America into a brainwash training camp where everybody has to conform to Black Lives Matter now. Every corporation has to confess and kneel down and donate money. I even jokingly said Walmart should have a new program where black people can just loot all Walmart stores and then Walmart hands them money as they leave. It's called, if you're black, we pay you back. Just come on in, loot the Walmart store, and we'll give you money to steal from us. How's that for proper white guilt by corporate America? That's what they really should do. But on a more serious note, if you live in a city anywhere in America, it's time to bug out. It is time to get out. And furthermore, we may be looking at the collapse of our constitutional republic here this year in a matter of weeks or months. Our republic may collapse. The military is already carrying out treason by disobeying the commands of President Trump. We're looking at the possibility of a military coup in Washington, D.C., which would, of course, be followed by a mass uprising of patriots in support of President Trump. We could be looking at a civil war nationwide. Even if that doesn't happen, we're probably looking at a collapse of the rule of law in liberal-run cities as they disband and defund police. So wherever you live in America, if you live in a city, it is time to get the F out. And I've warned about this for many years. You've heard me on my podcast talking about how cities are death traps, that cities are not safe places to be. You got to get out of the cities. If you're stuck in a city when it all hits the fan, then you're going to be stuck in an area with no rule of law, no police protection. Now we see how that's going to shape up. They're just disbanding the police, going to shut them down. They're probably going to say, by the way, in these liberal cities, by definition, even if they reform some kind of new police force, that new force will be commanded to never arrest black people. Because black people, by definition, can never commit crimes. And this is how they're going to solve the crime spree, just by saying that no crimes are happening. And then they will announce an amazing drop in crime after they disbanded the police to say, look, our city is crime-free, even as buildings are being burned down, people are being looted and raped and kidnapped and murdered and robbed. They're going to say none of that's happening because by definition, black people can never commit crimes in America, according to the left. Remember, they say that all crimes are committed by police. And so it's going to be anarchy. It's going to be escape from L.A. like that Kurt Russell movie, or escape from New York. It's going to be total chaos, complete anarchy by design. And they're not going to allow police to operate. The police, the former police, will probably load up their you know, vans and get the hell out of the city because they know what's coming. Because if there's anyone who knows the chaos that awaits, it's going to be the police. Anyone left behind in the lawless left-wing cities, you should just consider that everything you have will be destroyed. You won't, I mean, they'll loot your home. They'll probably kill you if you're white. They're especially looking for straight white males. So if you're a straight white male, they want you dead. They openly talk about this. Some of the Black Lives Matter people I've seen on videos, they talk about burning down the Jewish areas of New York City. So if you're a Jew, they're probably going to want to kill you too. Because remember, the radical left, they are the Nazis. Nazis are socialists. The word Nazi stands for National Socialism. That's what it means in German, socialism. And so the radical left, they are the actual Nazis, and the militant brown shirts are Antifa and Black Lives Matter. They hate Jews. They hate white people. They hate conservatives. They hate Christians. They want to mass murder you. And conveniently, the city leaders of Minneapolis are going to abolish the police so that the left can carry out the mass murder, the genocide that they have been promising to do. Now, I know that, you know, I've been warning about this for many years. Probably until now, many of you listening to this, you probably thought I was exaggerating. Now you realize I wasn't. You realize that the radical left is going to carry out or attempt to carry out genocide, race-based killings nationwide in order to carry out their communist coup, revolution, takeover of the United States of America, during which they plan to assassinate President Trump and kill all white people. This is the plan. It's not an exaggeration. Now you're seeing it unfold. And if you've been sitting in a city like Minneapolis thinking, I've got nothing to worry about, they would never cancel the police, you know, you're probably the same person who 2 years ago thought, oh, well, Facebook would never censor people just for being Christian. You know, you've been living in a dreamland. You probably don't have a firearm, which means you're probably going to die. So you might want to maybe rethink why you've been so naive and gullible this whole time. Although I would imagine most people listening to this are not naive. So that might not apply to most listeners, of course. But you might want to think about having a firearm and getting the F out of the city for all the reasons I've mentioned previously here. But at the same time, the Democrats are saying that you don't have the right to own a gun. Isn't that amazing? That they want to take away your Second Amendment rights. They want gun confiscation. So the very same people that are abolishing the police are saying that, you know, not only will there be no police to protect you from the violent Antifa terrorists and the Black Lives Matter rapists and murderers and, you know, genocidal lunatics, but you don't have the right to protect yourself either. So you can't dial 911 and you can't rack the slide on your Glock 19 because you're not allowed to have a gun and there are no police. So basically, the Democrat city leaders of Minneapolis and other left-wing cities are saying, fuck you. Just die. I mean, that is the message. Just stay home and die. They're going to unleash anarchy via Antifa and Black Lives Matter, and you just get to die. And, you know, maybe you can fake like you're gay, or maybe you can fake like you're Hispanic, depending on, you know, your skin color or whatever. Maybe you can fake your way out of it and not be murdered. But a lot of people are going to get murdered. That's what's coming. So maybe you should have an AR-15 with lots of ammo. Maybe you should have training. Maybe you should have a red dot sight. Maybe you should have night vision equipment so you can defend your property, your family, your life against these left-wing lunatics that are coming for you. They've already promised they're going to murder white people in the suburbs. They've already said they're going to come for the rural areas, burn down the farmhouses, kill the farmers. They've already said they hate you for being white if you're white listening to this. And by the way, if you're black listening to this, You might be able to luck out. You could like pretend, you know, you could pretend to be a liberal. And since you're a person of color, you have black privilege. So they might not kill you if you can fake them out. But if you're white, you know, you can't fake that, right? Or you could fight, which is what I would do. You could just fight. You just open up on them with, you know, whatever firearm you're dealing with, make them pay a heavy price for trying to loot your house or kill you. Basically, the cities are going to be turned into war zones, okay? And this is all by design. The anarchy is what the radical left wants. This is all planned. The whole thing's been engineered. I've been getting all kinds of evidence from people who believe that the entire George Flynn thing was a total hoax, that George Flynn wasn't even killed, that he's alive, according to them. I don't know that that's the case. I haven't looked into that deeply enough yet, but I know whether he's alive or dead, the whole thing was engineered. The timing was engineered. You know, the riots are engineered. The bricks were put in place. This is all Soros funded. You know, Bill Gates is waiting in the wings for all the vaccines. I mean, this whole thing is engineered. This is classic left-wing false flag events. And it's all designed to achieve a political purpose, which is the overthrow of America, installing a communist regime, killing all white people, and turning America into communist China. At which point, by the way, all these delusional leftists, these nut job left-wing Democrats, they will discover that they are all going to be mass murdered by the communist Chinese as the Chinese occupy America. So all these leftists who think they're winning, yeah, you're going to be sliced and diced and raped and murdered by the communist Chinese because you were a useful idiot. You did what the communists wanted, and now they have no further use for you. They don't want you around. They want Chinese to populate America. Don't you get it? Chinese, full-blooded Chinese, not you Chinese-American snowflake crybully lunatic leftists that populate, you know, Los Angeles or San Francisco or whatever. They don't want you. You're an Americanized Chinese. You're worthless to the communists. They want real commie Chinese to take over. So they're going to kill all the leftists too. So America is about to be turned into a bloodbath. No matter what happens from here forward, there's going to be blood in the streets. Just as I predicted, just as I warned, if you're in the city, you may have a matter of days, maybe weeks to get out. And you shouldn't be there anyway by this time. You shouldn't be there. You should have been long gone. If you don't have a firearm, you're way too late. What's wrong with you? You should have had not only a gun, but, you know, a pistol and a rifle and training on both of them, and probably a shotgun as well for you and your spouse. You should have had that done a year ago, if not longer. You should have hollow point ammo. You know, you should have a good guard dog. You shouldn't be in the city. You should be way outside the range of the left-wing zombies. If you're not, you're so far behind the curve that you may pay for that with your life. It's starting to get incredibly, you know, real, very serious out there. They're going to shut down the police. And the city council of Minneapolis, they voted to do that. They didn't say exactly when it's going to happen. But what if they decide, oh, we're going to shut them down Friday? Well, you better be the hell out of Minneapolis by Friday, because on Saturday, it's going to be anarchy. It's going to be a total war zone, because the gangs are just going to come out and say, wow, everything. We can do anything we want now. Pillage, loot, rob, rape, arson, murder, kidnap, whatever. I mean, every retailer in the city will be burned to the ground, looted. Every business will be destroyed. The city will be gutted. And of course, the city will collapse. The pension fund will collapse. Every person will move out if they can. They will evacuate. We will have refugees spilling out of the cities as the police are told to stand down. This is what's going to happen. And then, by the way, the same Democrat governors will say they won't deploy the National Guard, because that would be wrong to have military-looking scary troops against black people. We can't have that. So they will have no National Guard troops, no police. It will be total anarchy. And that's exactly what the left wants. This is their goal. So, you know, at some point, probably, there's going to be an uprising of law-abiding citizens in America, but it's probably going to take the mass looting and burning down of several cities before that happens. And if that's your city, you know, you're out of luck. You shouldn't be there. So here we go. The clock is ticking. It's on. Already been announced. Already been voted on. This is already happening. This is happening. And if you're not willing to defend yourself with a firearm, if you're not willing to shoot aggressors who are trying to murder you, then you will die. And you better get that through your head. I've been trying to underscore this point for many years. I've urged you to get armed, to get trained, to get ready, to bug out, to get out of the cities. If you're still there and you still don't have a gun, why are you even listening to this podcast? You should be out buying a gun and getting training. You should have your bug out vehicle loaded up, your bag, your extra gallons of gasoline, your night vision. You should get the hell out of there and then listen to my podcast after you get to a safe place. How about that? Don't be a victim of this. Be ready to move out because your city's going to burn. This is what the left wants. This is what they are determined to accomplish, and they've set it in motion. No joke. Shit is getting real. So I'll keep you informed as best I can. But, you know, I pray for all of you, regardless of what level of preparedness you have. I pray for you. I want you to be safe. I want you to do well. But America is about to go through a civil war, a civil freaking war, okay? It is inescapable at this point because the lunatic left, if they can't control the country, they want to burn it down. This is who they are. There's nothing more demonic, more evil than a Democrat. There's nothing more despicable, no lower form of subhuman life than a Democrat. These leftists are insane. They are mentally deranged. They seek destruction. They are full of hatred and bigotry, but they call themselves lovey and tolerant and diverse and inclusive. No, while they want to rape you and burn your cities down and steal everything and kill all white people, okay? Just so you know, that's how their twisted minds work. They are demons. Many of them are actually demon-possessed. And when you encounter demons who are trying to hurt you, what do? You kill the fucking demon. That's what you do. That's how you survive. You better be ready for it because it's coming.